Well, it's a really great pleasure to welcome onto today's programme the CEO and Head of Tourism at the Ras Al Khaimah Tourism Development Authority, Haitham Mattar. How are you, Haitham? Nice to speak to you today.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for the opportunity. My pleasure.
So you've got quite a, how can I put this, a glamorous job, I think, because you're encouraging people to come to the beautiful tourist resort at Ras Al Khaimah, and from all accounts, it really is beautiful.
It is absolutely right. Look, I think beyond the glamorous, I think it's more fun of a job because you get to experience something you really enjoy and love, and you want to bring this for other people to share with and want other people to experience it as well.
Now, as time has gone by, the Gulf has become a more obvious tourist destination. I mean, in the times when it was mainly a place that people went to work, as indeed I did, it wasn't so much a holiday destination. But as time's gone by, the resorts have developed. And I know from experience that a lot of people used to pop off to Ras Al Khaimah for a weekend. So have you found that, you know, the profile has risen over the last few years?
It's still the case. People have, you know, continued to go to Ras Al Khaimah on the weekends or the public holidays from the domestic market. It was, we called the UAE local market. Now, of course, the advantage we have, Tim, is we're only 45 minutes away from Dubai.
Yeah.
And that gives us a great opportunity to basically leverage that proximity, and allows us to, you know, sell the destination, not only for the domestic market who come for the weekend, but also for Europeans and the international market overall, who like to do either a twin destination between a city escape in Dubai and a beautiful resort getaway in Ras Al Khaimah.
And the other thing I think is worth pointing out to anyone who has a misconception about this, that it's not blazingly hot 365 days of the year. You have seasons, they're warmer than ours, but you have them, don't you?
We do, and the average temperature is about 25 degrees throughout the year. Now, I tell you what, even during the hot summer months, as we call them, which is June, July, August. This year, we've done a summer campaign, which is extremely successful, and it's given us probably some of the unprecedented growth averages we've ever seen in the Emirate. We've seen about a 15% growth year on year in the three summer months average. July alone was 36% growth in occupancy at the hotels, and that predominantly came from Germany, the UK, Russia, India, and Scandinavia. The UK traveler represents the second largest market for us, and that's grown 28% year on year.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I know that if somebody just wants to come and lie in the sun for as long as they're with you, they can do that. But there are other things that people can do. So what sort of things do you organize for folk to do?
I tell you what, I'd make it really easy for listeners out there. If you like to do a zip line in the mountains, dive in the sea, and do a safari in the desert all in one day, Ras Al Khaimah is your place.
How wonderful. And just finally, again, for people who may not be aware, we talk about the United Arab Emirates. And effectively, I think it's seven countries in one, isn't it?
It is. It's seven United Emirates. And all have, you know, different great things to offer when it comes to tourism. Dubai has led the way in paving, the road to tourism for the United Arab Emirates, and has done an extremely amazing job in positioning its awareness globally. We are leveraging this opportunity as part of the UAE and working closely with Dubai to offer differentiators in order to complement what Dubai has to do. So travelers who, for example, go to Dubai for, you know, to see the tallest tower in the world and the biggest shopping mall in the world and do, you know, the great city escape, can drive an hour to 45 minutes away and they land into Ras Al Khaimah, where they experience culture, heritage, the Arabian authenticity, nature, see these grand mountains, stone mountains, and also the stunning terracotta desert and the beautiful azure sea with white, fantastic beaches.
Oh, Haitham, you make me want to get on a plane right now. It sounds fabulous.
Absolutely. So it sounds like I'm doing my job.
Yeah, you certainly are. Well, it's lovely to talk to you today. We really appreciate your time. And I'm going to go away and try and get myself a cup of Arabic coffee now.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Tim.